It was the perfect place to dump a body. The woody terrain and dense bush made it impossible to see further than a few hundred meters along the road in daylight, let alone in pitch darkness. It was out of the way, accessible only by a series of dirt tracks. Popular with cyclists, but at this time of night, nobody was out for a scenic ride. There were no houses nearby. Box Hill was in an area of outstanding natural beauty and therefore protected. The killer stood in the clearing and inhaled. Earth, leaves, moss. An ideal canvas. Fitting, given the nature of the ritual. The body was heavy, but then he was a fully grown man. Even heavier now, the life had drained out of him. The killer positioned the body in the center of the clearing. It required precision. He had to be laid out just right, like the others. Straddling the body, the killer carved a five-pointed star into the victim's naked torso. It was slow, painstaking work. The open cuts glistened in the moonlight. There. The scene was set.
"Are you okay?" I ask, good citizen voice. He nods very slightly. Nasty eyes. He exhales, looks away, and even his boredom seems evil. It annoys me, that casual gesture. But it's also meant to be threatening. I feel myself moving towards the car. The world lurches violently. It only takes a second. "I was worried," I explain, moving closer. My hand reaches out, fingertips touching the roof of the car. And then I find it. Between my fingers, a pencil. My world twists irrevocably on its axis, my roller coaster moment. The point enters just above his eyeball, taking part of the upper eyelid with it. Easily, easily it goes in. Shockingly so. And shockingly fast, although in fact I'm calm, not shocked at all.
"Your beer's flat, mate." Steph tries not to look up, but he does. "His beer?" "Yeah, flat beer. You drinking it or you trying to cop off weight?" "It's my beer, okay?" "Keep your hair on, Jippo." Steph stares at him, uncompromising. He stares with his shoulders, with his whole body. The smaller man shakes his head in disgust. "Not a word," he says as he turns. Then he stops. "You're in my country, mate. My boozer. Learn a bit of the fucking lingo, right?" Steph finishes his pint in a single draught, wipes a cuff across his mouth, puts the glass down. It's his boozer, too. A few miles away, Joe Romano stands outside a chip shop on the main road through Cleckheaton. The light's fading and he's the only one there. Behind him, the odd bus growls past, a few lorries, their brakes hissing as they come up to the lights. He thinks about eating. A fish and some peas, perhaps, cut out the chips. He catches his reflection in the window. Definitely put on a few pounds. There's a heaviness in his stance, his frame drooping a little, a pallor of disappointment to his face. He should be out celebrating tonight with his colleagues. The verdict came in mid-afternoon. Double murder. Guilty. Temporary insanity. And he'd solved it. Sort of. Him and Rita. It doesn't seem important now.